yonders, they didn't grow grass on them. they like a big white sandy yard.
Yes.
They didn't plant grass.
They washed the clothes and made soap.
How would they go about keeping clothes clean?
Well, you just had a big wash pot, about 15 gallons or something. And you get it out there and you put your water in it and you get you some big heavy wood that wouldn't burn up too quick and build you a fire and put them clothes in that pot of water and boil it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd boil them till their water get to boiling and they take them out then and go to a beating block and had a batting stick and bat them with and clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to rinse in the water to rinse them, you know. Maybe four or five tubs around there of water to rinse them in.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do any carpentry work yourself?
Well, lots of them was. You know, they men can't carpenter now, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them can take it and learn. Lots of them got ahead and done their own work.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they had some heavy work, they'd invite their neighbors in to help them for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Fix around and fix up a pretty good dinner for get four, five, six, seven or eight men in to help him lift, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of, you were born in a log house. Later on, did you ever put boards on the front of the house?
Yeah, that's what it's called, ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
When we went there, they'd live there, and it seemed like there must have been sort of, it was a good house, double-pin house, big hole through it, cracks. But when it got there, Daddy got out there in the woods and got a man, and they got out there and they reared boards about 6 foot long, and they sealed up them cracks with them instead of sealing now. You could split them and draw it, fit that board up, you know, to where it fit in that crank. Do a good job.
What would you call boards that fit on a house that lap over each other like that?
Well, now that's what you cover the house with.
Mm-hmm.
That was the covering. Really, you lap them that away, there won't no cranks left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned the water. It'd take about 3 coats. Put on one layer and then you come back up here that way and then you put on the third layer and then you got all them cranks, you know.
Yes.
You take a board 30 inches long, you nail it on, let it show.
Mm-hmm.
And then your second row, come back up, and keep coming on up, and it'd be about 3 boards thick, you know, and that'd turn the water.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the woods with a crosscut saw axe and a froe, we'd call it, and rive them boards out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all done with that.
Uh-huh.
All done with a hand, I mean power saw.
Mm-hmm. What was a froe? A fro, sir.
Huh?
A fro.
Spur.
No, sir. A fro. You had to have a hammer, and you had to have a fro.